Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
It's Lesson 15.
Today's key sentence is
寝ています。
They are sleeping. The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand.Today, Anna is heading to a bookstore in Shinjuku with her friends Sakura and Rodrigo. A train carrying them will soon arrive at Shinjuku Station, where the bookstore is.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 15.
まもなく新宿終点です。
次は新宿駅です。さあ、降りましょう。
あれ、あの人たち寝ています。
大丈夫かな？
大丈夫、大丈夫。ほら、起きた。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Sakura said,
次は新宿駅です。
Next is 新宿 station.
次
is next.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
新宿駅
is 新宿 station.
駅
A station or stations.
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
さあ、降りましょう。
Now let's get off.
さあ
is now. You say this when you call to others to invite or prompt them to do something.
降りましょう
is let's get off. Here, Sakura is proposing that they should all get off the train together.To get off is
降ります。
If you change the ます part of a verb to
ましょう、
you're making a proposal. But you've got to be careful about one thing. You can say this only in a situation that you're sure that people won't refuse your proposal. Otherwise, this expression can sound too imposing.
Okay, what should I say if I make a proposal and I'm not sure that other people will agree?
In that case, you can say
ませんか
instead of ましょう. You learned ませんか in Lesson 13.
行きませんか?
Why don't we go together? Is a polite way of making a proposal. Rodrigo notices something.
あれ、あの人たち寝ています。
Look, those people are sleeping.
Yeah, in Japan, I see a lot of people sleeping on the trains.
あれ?
Is an exclamation people say when they're surprised or suspicious.
あの人たち。
あの人たち is those people. It consists of a demonstrative.
あの。
That, those, and
人たち。
Persons, people, which is the plural form of
人。
A person.
Wait a sec. I thought we learned that Japanese nouns are the same whether they're singular or plural.
Yes, that's right. But if we put tachi at the end of words meaning a person, you can make the words plural. For example, if you put watashi, I, and tachi together and say
私たち
it means we.
Okay, I see.
寝ています
is they're sleeping.This is today's key sentence. To get this sentence, you first turn the verb
寝ます
to sleep into its て form
寝て
and add
います.
That is to say, if you add います to the て form of verbs, you can say an action or a certain condition is continuing. Now Anna wonders
大丈夫かな?
I wonder if they're all right.
大丈夫
is all right. It's an adjective that literally means free from danger or worries.
かな
is a particle, and you use it when you ask yourself something. Here, Anna expresses her worry in a question form. 大丈夫かな Sakura answers,
大丈夫、大丈夫
They're all right. Sakura is saying,
大丈夫
Twice to emphasize it.
ほら、 起きた。
Look, they've woken up.
ほら
is look. It's an exclamation to get attention.
起きた
is to have woken up. And the た form of the verb
起きます
to wake up. It indicates the perfect aspect, meaning they have just woken up. 起きた with its た form is a casual way of saying
起きました。
You know, it's always a bother to miss your station because you've overslept. But I notice a lot of Japanese people waking up just in time to get off the train.
You're right. I see that very often too. Now, let's listen to the skit for lesson 15 again.
まもなく新宿終点です。
次は新宿駅です。さあ、降りましょう。
あれ?あの人たち寝ています。
大丈夫かな?
大丈夫大丈夫。ほら、起きた。
Now it's time for the segment, Teach Us Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned a new adjective, 大丈夫, all right. What can I say when I'm not all right?Can you please teach us how we can make the negative form of adjectives?
Then, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Our teacher says, in lesson 13, we learned Japanese adjectives have two kinds, e adjectives and na adjectives. e adjectives end with syllable e, like
新しい
new, and na adjectives takeNa before nouns they modify, so
大丈夫
All right, which we've learned in this lesson becomes
大丈夫な
before nouns. To turn e adjectives into the negative form, you replace e with
くない
So the negative form of
新しい
新しい new is
新しくない
Not new. To makeNa adjectives into their negative form, we add
ではない
So the negative form of
大丈夫
All right is
大丈夫ではない
Not all right. You will sound casual if you replace
ではない
by
じゃない
and say
大丈夫じゃない
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up is our corner for sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Now, that's got to be the sound of snoring.
Yes, and the word for this sound is...
Goo goo. Goo goo.
Expresses a person is sound asleep. Then, what about this word?
すやすや
Okay, well that sounds pretty quiet in comparison, so maybe it's somebody who's sleeping quietly?
Correct. We use this sound when a baby or a small child is sleeping well and comfortably. In today's sound words, we introduced
グーグ
ー and
すやすや
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
Trains in Japan are on time and convenient, but I've got to be careful because we aren't supposed to talk on mobile phones on the train. Did you enjoy lesson 15? Today's key sentence was...
寝ています。
寝ています。They're sleeping.
Next time, Anna and her friends visit a bookstore.
So, join us again.
さようなら。